1027. Previously on Joe Berg's Hottest Breakfast Show.
Good morning, Reverend.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
We were having a laugh. You know, I was a little bit cold, but...
Always grumpy, yeah, but it's...
But at least I've got a bed and I've got grumpy. A home, unlike some people. I mean, the homeless at the moment must be really, you know.
It is freezing.
It is cold.
And speaking of freezing, Bunny's got these beautiful boots on. I don't know if you saw. At the back it says, let it snow.
Oh, there we go.
So if we're going to be freezing, maybe we should ask, let it snow. So lots happening, as you said. We've had billionaires taking day trips to space.
Mm.
And I think many people think that's not a bad idea at the moment to spend a little time off the planet, take a breather.
Even if it's just for 10 minutes.
Even if it's just 10 minutes. And of course, if you have a couple of billion. Violence and looting, as Tony mentioned. And of course, the pandemic continues. And numbers are rising again. So if you've woken up a little stressed today, it's okay.
Mm.
Nearly everyone I know is stressed at the moment. I have a stream of people coming to see me, stressed by what's going on in the country, stressed by deaths, and even stressed by their hospital experience, and especially if they've been on a ventilator. And along with my colleagues in all faiths, we're doing more funerals than we ever thought was possible. So I really want to urge you to be careful. Now, in fact, last Thursday after the show, and I don't know if you remember the weather, it was a beautiful, beautiful day. Bit cold, crystal blue skies, and I had to go and do an interment of ashes for a friend's brother. Both he and his partner had actually died of COVID. And while we were in the middle of the service, two things happened that I want to talk about. First of all, an army helicopter came over.
Right.
That's the first one I've seen since 1994. Yeah. And it inspired both hope and a little bit of fear. And then, of course, we were interring the ashes, and as I poured them in, one of the relatives said, "There's so many." And I was thinking as I was pouring them, "There's so few. Is this all we reduce to?"
Mm.
And we spend so much time on this physical body, and I feel we don't spend enough time on the spiritual, on the soul, because it's actually the soul that's going to continue. Mm. So I have a question to ask you today. The first one is, what are you waiting for? I think we spend a lot of our lives waiting to be ready, and especially if you're waiting to do good for someone or something. We may never be ready. I don't think we're ever completely ready for anything. I can remember lying there waiting for my surgery when I had the back problem, and the surgeon waited 3 days before he did it because he said I wasn't ready. I have to tell you, even on the day, I wasn't ready.
Mm.
But some things you just have to do, and if it's a good thing, let's do it today. And also, let's not spend too much time on the physical. I know it's important to look good, but we need to also spend some time on the soul. And one of the ways we can do that is service to others. Going outside your circle is something I've mentioned before, but as we serve, we do service for others. As we do something good for other people, it also helps us because we feel better as we're not focusing on our own needs so much. And the hope today is I put out an appeal, and so did St. Peter's Prep, for food. And I cannot believe the response.
Mm.
The church, within 24 hours, had more food than I've ever seen. And with the help of Hot 1027 and Hot Cares, it's going to be distributed to those in need. But it reminded me of the good of people.
Yeah.
And I think we're seeing that more and more. Between taxi drivers, human barricades, even a little child brought me a jersey and said, "For those who haven't got."
Mm.
And I thought it was a beautiful little jersey. And I thought, even if little children are seeing it and reaching out, there is so much good in this country.
I think, through bad stuff, and it's weird, isn't it? It takes like a situation like we had last week to bring people together.
Yeah.
When really it should happen naturally, but I suppose, it's just the way it is.
I think we get so involved in our own lives, we forget about other people.
Precisely.
But actually, we are all connected. We are one. And we need to look out for each other. So my message today is, let's give more. It might cost us now, but in the long run, it will benefit all of us. And here are some suggestions I found. If you're ordering takeout, if you're privileged enough to be able to order takeaways, order an extra one for the guy doing the delivery. If you are buying groceries for your family, put some extra in for another family in need. You could even go, and this was an interesting suggestion, go to a store and look at lay-bys and pay off the balance for someone, for something that they need. So there are a multitude of ways in which we can make a difference. A woman phoned me from a flat in Durban and told me how excited she was by a loaf of bread and a litre of milk. So together we can do this. Oh. We can make a difference. So let's do it.
Thank you, Reverend Shino.
Thank you.
Joburg's Hottest Breakfast Show with Tony, Buddy, Simon, John, and Ruggedy. Weekday 6 to 9 on Hot 1027.